Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the daily minute of the Chofetz Chaim, Li'il Nishmas, Rabbeinu David, Ben Shimon Yaakov HaLevi, Zecher Tzadok, V'Kol Yishuv Racha. We're holding in the Psicha to the Sefer Ahavas Chesed in Ois Beis. The Chofetz Chaim today is going to explain to us some of the pitfalls we may encounter when we deny or renege on our obligation to do Chesed. Says the Chofetz Chaim, sometimes we don't do Chesed because we are upset at the person who needs the Chesed, and we want to take revenge for what they did to us, and therefore we will not reciprocate to them goodness. That is an iser of loisikam. Do not take revenge. If I don't do a chesed for you because I'm mad at you, that's revenge. It's an iser de araisa. Kigoin. Let's say somebody asks you for a loan or from tzedakah. And if weeks ago at shul, this person really bothered you. They did something that bothered you. Or you asked them for a favor, and they said no, and you have anger, and you have some resentment towards them. And you say, no, I'm not going to give you this loan. I'm not going to lend you the money. I don't even feel so bad about it. I'm just reciprocating what you did to me. I'm doing it back to you. By refraining from giving somebody a hatava, a chesed, you are being over on the isra de araisa of loisikaim. V'koshakein, sometimes, you're so mad at somebody, and today with the advent of social media and texting and WhatsApp and phone calls, you actually publicly or tell many private people, which is the same thing, about what so-and-so did to you. And your goal is to be vengeful, to take revenge on this person. It's an iser not only of taking revenge, but of course, as we all know, it's also an iser of lashon hara. The koshikin misan osli oisem mefarsim abeir she enin abatuach kadei shagam acherim lo yelveyu bevadim elvachu oiver al iser nekimu inetira. For sure, you're taking revenge, but it's worse than that. Oid hu oiver bezal iser lashon hara gemura. It's full fledged iser lashon hara. Shu yerid bezet lachayiv mamish. You're mamish affecting this person's ability to make parnasa. So not only did you prevent him from doing a kindness because you were mad at him, that's an iser of taking revenge, but then you went and you publicly told people about what he did, and therefore you're preventing him from being successful in other aspects. It's an iser lashon hara. And says the Chofetz Chaim, sometimes you don't go so far, but you tell the person, I'm going to give it to you, even though you didn't do it to me, that's still an iser. That's an iser of netira. Ach, you were supposed to help me last week, you didn't do it. But I'm a good person. I'm generous. I'm a Baal Chesed. I'm going to do it to you, even though you didn't help me. This is keeping a grudge. You see that you still have the resentment inside of you. And therefore, you mention it to the person, and you justify mentioning it because, I'm doing him the favor anyway. So let me at least get that jab, get that one shtach, get that one line, that I'm doing it despite that you're not an appropriate recipient. Says the Chofetz Chaim, just lose him up, just be moichel, just give up, and stop holding grudges. People live their entire life holding grudges, and in that process, they let go of their life. Grab onto your life, enjoy chias, and let go of the grudges, and not the opposite. Just be meichel. People waste their entire life fighting with others over narishkeit, over nothing, over a few dollars, over a little bit of covet, or over a little bit of nothing, that in the oilam ha'emes is going to be kulay sheker. And the whole life, they waste busy with these things. It reminds me of a story somebody actually sent in a few days ago. They work for a chesed organization. They volunteer. And often they do a lot more than what they're expected to do. And not everybody in the organization is at that madriga. Not everybody always pulls their weight, as they say. And there was one specific person that was really quite unreliable. And whenever this person needed help from this person, he would always say, nah, I don't have time, I can't help you. Now, the person who wasn't so helpful had to travel away for a few days somewhere. And he asked the person who he often didn't bestow kindness upon, can you cover me for a few days? And the person paused for a few seconds.
he said, cover you in his mind. You don't even help me when I need your help. You're not expected to take over your responsibilities. I should take over my chesed and your chesed, and you never give me any favors. This is what's percolating through his mind. And then he thinks about, avas chesed. If somebody really loved chesed, they would jump at the opportunity to do more than what they're expected to do, even if the other person does not deserve this chesed. But it's an opportunity to be an oyhev chesed. And if it was $1 million, certainly he would have jumped at it. And therefore he agreed and took on this extra burden, even though it was not necessary, because he determined he wants to be an oyhev chesed. That's what we're trying to do in this world, to be oyhave chesed. This chos of Muslim should be for our friends, our families, our kilos, and all of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day.